Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. I hope you are doing good. God bless you if you're just turning in for the first time or you've been watching us for over 2 years now. I'm honored that you are giving us a few minutes of your time. Hey, today, very simple. Just wanted to talk about the markets, avoid the noise, let you know down dirty and dog what is going on. And that's what we're here for. More importantly, everything on this podcast today is not financial advice. If you would like financial advice, give us a call. Everything on this podcast should be utilized as education and information purposes only. I will be talking about the markets, my political opinion, but some are just my opinion. And if you would like financial advice, give us a call, 813-448-3446, or visit us at CortezWM.com. You can also download a free copy of our guide at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. And if you book an appointment with us, I will go ahead and actually give you a copy of my new book, America First Retirement Plan. I wrote a book on it about how there's two different economies, a conservative economy as well as a liberal economy. And people have been buying on this principle for decades now. In business school, they taught us something that actually is still relevant today. People buy from who they like and trust. And patriots are buying from patriots. It's that simple. And I wrote about this in this book over 2 years ago. So finally got released last year. So just give us a call, 813-448-3446. If you're a current client, I have no problem signing it to you. If you are not a client and you would like to get one, all you got to do is book an appointment with us and we can send it to you at no cost to you. I'll even sign it. So speaking of that is I wanted to talk about me looking at the charts. You know, I like looking at all the tools I have access to, but I like looking at the charts to really, really just, I don't care what your opinion is. I don't care what the mass media opinion is. I like looking at the charts. The charts don't lie. And today we're going to look at some charts. I do have a prediction and I can quantify it and quantify it. And the opinion is, or hypothesis, whatever you want to call it, prediction, is that there's going to be a correction, call it crash, market correction, downward spiral, meltdown right before the election. Based on a lot of the technical analysis that I'm seeing right now, is that there's going to be a correction, guys. And I think our time, we're on borrowed time. You guys know this. We can look at the debt clock, the usdebtclock.org, and the unsecured loans are just through the roof, man. Like, it is really, really bad. But, you know, we got a lot of distractions, man, just with the wars and the political climates, and everybody's focusing on Biden's health. Meanwhile, the hedge funds are laughing straight to the bank. The banks are laughing. Their financial institutions that are going insolvent, they're like, yeah, Joe Biden's sickness. Joe Biden's this. Concert is canceled here. And this guy's this. All this political stuff and all this like celebrity vomit. Like TMZ everywhere. All of a sudden, everybody's into TMZ when there's war in China, when there's rabbit holes here. But guys, pay attention to the financial sector. Pay attention to what is actually going on in Capitol Hill. The CFTC just ruled Bitcoin a commodity. We all knew that it was covered by the CFTC, but there are some major things happening right now that no one's talking about. And one of them is that one of the biggest cryptocurrencies out there is labeled a commodity. This changes a lot of the laws on how things are going to be structured in the future because people actually believe that Bitcoin is going to be the future dollar. I disagree. And so the fact that they label it as a commodity speaks volumes. It is not federally mandated by as typical currencies. So it's a commodity, it's not a security. So there's no law on that, and only the CFTC could have authority over it. So there's different there's different set of rules and different can of worms that are being opened because of that. But more importantly, I want to just simply talk about the stock market. Now, we've seen Tesla be just go on a tear this past week, and now it's cooling off. We've seen CPI go on a sort of cool report. We see inflation so somewhat cooling. But the reports that we're seeing, are they to be trusted? You guys know the deal with that. Like, what I find interesting is that the CPI came out as Jerome Powell, Jay Powell, was on being testified. Like, literally had all these meetings, and then, boom, CPI report came. Like, how structured and coincidental is that? Is there any red flags there? And so the whole, all these reports, they can't be trusted. So in the government comes out with inflation, but they don't include consumer staples. They don't include petroleum. They don't include food. And these are the two major sectors that are hurting everyday Americans, is the actual food and petroleum. People can't afford the gas to go to work. People can't afford the food to, like, have three meals or however meals for their kids, let alone go out to eat. There is a lot of problems right now with the consumer, and the consumer is massively weakening. I've shown you Starbucks charts. I've shown you so many, like, consumer staples that people tend to buy. Even GMC came out this week saying that the MSRPs are going down on their cars because they can't get rid of them. People are not buying. They really can't afford these interest rates. Speaking of interest rates, they said they weren't going to decline interest rates or cut rates this year, but now they're saying, all of a sudden, they're saying that they're going to cut them by September after they said they're going to do it in late 24 to 25, like late 24, like Q4. But here we are, they want to do it in Q3. And so they even said earlier this year that they weren't even going to cut rates this year. It's possible. But Jerome Powell is literally saying that he wants to see more good data to cut rates, more data to make him feel more confident. And the reason why is because people can't afford basic needs. And so the job numbers are not as strong as they've been saying, because Bidenomics really sucks. And people are worried about Biden's health. It's a distraction, guys. I'm here to tell you, what does that have to do with anything with your residence, with your household, with your money, with your retirement, with your legacy? Well, that's what it really boils down to, is what am I going to do with my retirement? What am I going to do with my stock portfolios, my mutual funds, my variable annuities, my actual equity positions, my 401k? Like, this is where hits everyday Americans. We are just completely like sitting ducks just out there in the markets. And we're subject to whatever the big stream media is saying. So I don't want to be big stream media. I want to show you actual charts. So let's go there, man. Let's just straight go there. Let's not waste any time. I didn't want to spend a lot of time on a podcast today. To be quite frank, I was going to the Nate Smith, Morgan Wallen, Jelly Roll concert with my wife for date night tonight. And I kid you not, it got canceled. Literally got canceled. So we planned this for a whole year. To have a date cancel last minute really, really sucked. But we made the best of it. We went to the mall. We went out to eat. And we just enjoyed each other's presence. So it doesn't matter, right? When you love your spouse, you don't care what you do as long as you're with each other. And that's what we did tonight. So, but in my heart, man, I just wanted to tell you, like, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise right now. Political, geopolitical, wars, financial. But I got to show you this, man, because this is huge. So last time I showed you that the stock market would drop 32% in 2025 as the Fed fails to save the economy from a recession. So they don't even know what's going on when it comes to, when a daggone comes to interest rates. All right. So this is the S&P 500. This is the S&P 500. And it may not look any, like anything to you other than a massive trend going on here. But I will tell you this, that you need to understand that this thing has been taken off. You see my green traffic lights here in the bottom. I have a green surge, a green cloud. Momentum is massively strong. But what is interesting is that we've had a strong bull run for daggone 2 years now. Actually, 7 years. If we go back, I mean, the bull run, if we just pan out, we pan out. I mean, guys, look at this. From 2020 all the way to 24, going into 25, and then it didn't stop there. It kept on going. All the way back from 20. Goodness gracious, man. Look at this. Look at this huge trend line. From 2008, the stock market has been just going bonkers. Other than a blip in 2020, as you guys saw during COVID, the stock market's been going up. Whether you believe that this was rigged or political or organic economic boom, whatever you believe, I'm not here to argue with you. What I am here to tell you is that we're going to get a correction. It is due. Like, you guys know, this is due for a long time. And so what I want to talk about today is simply that. This is the S&P 500. On my indicators, we have the S&P, we have the Dow Jones, we have the NASDAQ, we have the New York Stock Exchange, and we have the small caps to Russell 2000. My signals are bullish, so we totally get that. But you see these red boxes with the cycle tops. All I need is one more red box on that NASDAQ, a cycle top, basically, where it's overbought, oversold. And once I have confirmation on all of, I already have confirmation on four of the indices, four out of five indices, the S&P, the Dow Jones, the New York Stock Exchange, and the Russell 2000. I just need it on the NASDAQ. And guess what just falling off today is just falling up? NVIDIA and Tesla. So, I mean, it really, NVIDIA is controlling the whole market, as you guys know. And really, I just need NVIDIA to go down, and I have my cycle top on the NASDAQ. And so what this means for you guys is that you have this small time frame. In my opinion, you have this small time frame that if you don't really buckle up, you are going to get your butt kicked, dude. This is no joke. I have a kill zone here. Basically, what that means, guys, is that when it hits this all-time high and this bar turns from blue to red, we are going to see a massive correction to the point where it's 25, at least 25, 35% around there. And it's not just me saying that. We got woke media Yahoo. We got woke media Yahoo saying this, man. Like, now we have people on both sides of the aisles agreeing with this. But they keep on promoting the stock market like it's nothing. Could this be a trap? Could it be a trap that we're right here? We are legit right here. Could it be a trap that all the way over here, I get this like blue cross, right? This golden cross, we buy, but it hits this top, this massive support resistance area, this zone, and it just comes crashing down. I totally see that. And with it being election year, with a lot of things already priced in already, they already have low interest rates priced in an economy, like the cars, the homes, everything is built around low interest rate environments. But technically speaking, like if we hit this all-time support resistance that we haven't even never been, the Dow's already at 40,257. Dude, like, what are you doing just having all your money in the stock market, your retirement, your 401ks? If you got 401ks, stocks, equity, options, whatever. Now's the time to be going to treasuries. Now's the time to be going to straight cash, man. Like, this is nothing to mess around with. Like, so what? Okay, so if the market goes another 20%, is that really worth 35% of your portfolio to try to make another 15 to 25% for the remainder of the year? Who cares if it goes up another 10, 15%? It's not worth the risk of what is about to happen. My systems are alerting me, like price action of the overall markets are telling me, hey, we are navigating this upwards now, but time is limited. We're going to see a bounce back. You see, the market's like a hallway. Imagine getting a bouncy ball and bouncing it in the hallway. And once it goes through the hall, it hits the floor, hits the ceiling, hits the floor, hits the ceiling. But eventually, it's going to find a door. It's going to either lose momentum or it's going to find an outlet, like another door, and it's going to bounce really high out. So we'll get this like trading range, and it just bounces out. But in this case, we already hit the ceiling so many times where it needs to come down. All-time high, all-time high, all-time high. They can't keep on doing this. The market is rigged. We get that. But having this amount of momentum is unsustainable. And I'm afraid with the commercial real estate crisis, with bank failures, with the economical slowing, a negative GDP, which is imminent, unsecured loans, just keep on adding the debt, printing, the inflation, recession warnings, the inverted yield curve, the bond market. We'll get to the bond market here in a second. To have an environment where we can put your money in a safe place is really the key right now, because having your money in a stock market is not it right now, guys. Like, please, if you're retired, if you're over 60 years old, please consider having principal protection added to your portfolio, maybe half, maybe a third. But you need to have some safety. Now, that doesn't mean that you sell out and go to cash and lose to inflation. That basically means that you need a principal protected environment. What I mean by that is have an insurance contract law protect you. I can make money in the markets. We can do market weekly updates. I could show you all this stuff. But one thing I can't tell you or really say the word of, the guaranteed word, when it comes to security, because there's no guarantee on securities. But when it comes to insurance law, there's tons of guarantees backed by the strength of the insurance companies. And so what happens is when you shift over to insurance contract law, safe money, we call it green money, you still get the upsides of this market that you're seeing. You still get the upsides, but you have no risk. And so for many of you, you don't even know what that is, because you've been so focused on the stock market and all the noise with it. You don't even know that your advisor has access. Your advisor may not have access to insurance contracts that could grow with the index. They'll say, oh yeah, the interest rate's been so low and the rates are so high, it's terrible for insurance contracts. Baloney, man. The reason why is because their woke investment bank doesn't allow for them to offer safe money products, because they don't make money off of it. I was speaking with an advisor working for one of these woke, huge investment banks. I'm not going to say who or what his name is. And I said, hey, do you offer green money, safe money? He was like, yeah, right, man. The caps on those are so terrible for the clients. I'm like, no, they're not. It's because your woke bank doesn't have the client's interest at heart. Like, you guys don't go shopping around because you're charging your clients way too much. And your bank is more interested in making money off of the products that they sell than the actual product itself. So it was interesting, the conversation, but I'm telling you, the interest rates right now are really sexy for the insurance contract side. Like, right now we have access in most states. You got to call to find out if it's available. But in most states, we're able to get a 20% in all 50 states, even though I'm not licensed in all 50 states. I'm not licensed in Hawaii. New York and Alaska. I don't want to do business there because the time zone difference, and New York is just a terrible spot. But on the insurance contract law, but if you want securities, we could help you there. However, you got to take advantage of the rates right now. They got a 20% bonus for signing up. As long as you're having an okay access, having 10% a year, you can generate a potential 6 to 12% annually, depending on the index and what it's growing, with no downside risk. So if the index is up, you're up. If the index is down, you get a zero, but you still have your bonus that you had started with. And it's a great alternative to bonds, because bonds have been historically right now terrible the past 2 or 3 years because of rising interest rates. Speaking of which, I want to show you another chart. But yeah, if you're interested in taking advantage of those interest rates, and they're coming down. And the reason why I know they're coming down is because you remember that trade of the year that I told you about that is going to be very, very interesting. Let's see if I can pull it up for you real quick. So check out the Fed funds rate. Oh boy, here we go. We got a golden cross here. So our Fed rate could possibly mean that, hey, we're rising interest rates again. But now they're talking that they're going to lower it. You see my blue momentum indicator right here on the bottom? It's reached that all-time high, meaning that is probably going to go down. So rates are probably, the Fed funds are probably going to go down. High likelihood. So every time it hits this blue bar, literally it comes crashing down. You see, so we've been overextended on our momentum, and we're starting to see rates come down a little bit. You see this curve, it's not shooting straight up. It's leveling off, and then it eventually comes down. So what does that mean? What does that mean, Carlos? Well, that means the bond market will appreciate. It was down about 30% the past 2 years. So now guess what's going to happen? Let's look at. I like this one. You guys remember this one, the TMF? This is three times the bond yields. So basically, this is a leveraged ETF. And it has been going down, but we just got a golden cross. And so if you bought call options here, this will be a great time to buy it. This is not investment advice, but you could hypothetically buy call options here and hope that it goes to 100 and you'll be in the money. You can buy call options, I believe, for $4 a contract, $4 a share on one contract. I think it's going up to 420, 430, but still a great deal. Because as soon as this hits, this 100, oh, man, you're talking about trade of the year, bro. Like, this is massive. Speaking of which, since this is a leveraged ETF, this thing has been up back in 2020. It was up over 571. Not saying. Not saying that you got to put your money in this. I'm not saying it's going to go back to 571. Not saying that. I'm just saying this is a potential for a huge trade that has a direct relationship of Fed funds going down. This will go up. As the rates go down, this is going to skyrocket. Three times the leverage. So it also has three times the loss. So if it goes up, this will go down three times. It's at 51.34 right now. It could go down even more. But you got to trade at your own risk. This is not for someone to faint at heart. This is not for grandma's money. This is not for retirement planning. This is not investment advice. This is just hypothetical and education purposes only, information purposes only. But yeah, hypothetically speaking, you could put money here. And if the interest rates go down, which they pretty much have to, this is going to be a banger, bro. Woo. So I'm letting you know right now, you heard it here first on Scriptures and Wall Street. I'm going to be tracking this the whole year and all the way to 2026, because if you're going to get into this, I would buy the furthest option call that you can possibly get. And those are January 2026 calls. I like the hundreds because that's the cheapest one that are out. But yeah, you could make a ton of money here, possibly with your discretionary income. Again, my disclosure here is not investment advice. You could lose a lot of money. Seek professional licensed help or give us a call, 813-448-3446, or visit us online at CortezWM.com. I love talking about these awesome setups, but let's go to some other things I want to show you. If you saw Tesla, holy smokes, did you see Tesla? It shot up and then it shot right back down. And they're saying this may even actually, this was a little breather. So it just would breathe and come back down. We'll take a massive look at this week. Notice there's my momentum bar. It will go up to its top resistance level. And it'll just come crashing down. And so if it goes down another, call it 20%, that would bring us back to this low of about 150 to 140. So might be a good time to buy a put here, but I would wait till what this week holds, because now we're expecting a sell-off here. Pretty interesting. Tesla's very, very popular. Let's look at NVIDIA. This one is the charming gem of the market right now. This one is just skyrocketing due to AI. I think it's going to run out of gas, man. I really believe this is going to run out of gas. So we're going to see a pop in it, right? Momentum is too high. But you could tell that there's some weakness here. You see these red speckles? We're starting to see a loss of momentum. The higher highs are not as high as they used to be. So a little momentum here caught more momentum. And then this wave went down. Came back down, and then this wave is not as strong as a previous wave. We are going to see a loss of momentum here. So if you're buying NVIDIA, I would be extremely careful, man, because this thing could turn over like a bat out of hell, man, and you could really, really get your butt kicked in this one. So be careful with NVIDIA. I think the run has already been there. I think we're going to see some consolidation here, and then a turn down because other people are getting into AI like Apple, right? So NVIDIA is not the only one in AI. Let's see here. So for those of you that are following KRE, it's been flat lately. So yeah, KRE, it's at 48. Earlier in the year, it was just going from like 70 to 38. That was really scary, and the banks were falling off. You guys remember that earlier this year? Yeah, it was around 50, and it went down all the way to 38. That was just really weird, because in 2023, there were some massive bank failures, but it looks like they're printing more money, and it's starting to go up again. I still don't trust that. A lot of noise. Another popular one that we've been looking at is the VIX. So VIX was really, really high the other day, April 24th, April 18th. It shot up to 21, a lot of volatility there. And then it's been going down, 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 down. Now, the thing with the volatility index, as it goes down, we have more of a likelihood. This is a fear and greed index. So we have more of a likelihood of it jumping back up, like literally jumping back up. And creating this massive, massive takeoff. This could be a setup for the election. It is election year, so we will see some volatility. Also, if they lower interest rates, the VIX is going to skyrocket. I mean, there's going to be a lot of volatility. I just don't want you guys to just be like grandma's money. I know there's a lot of people out there. Maybe your mom is old elder and they have a few million bucks in the market. I just don't want you to get hurt, because a 20% market correction for grandma could literally annihilate millions of dollars in America, and possibly for you. I don't know how much you guys have out there, but there's a lot of money. I'm talking to clients with just a lot of money out there, just being vulnerable to these swings. Anyways, I wanted to just talk about this because it is scary, man. Like, you guys need to start being proactive. Please be proactive. So the other thing I wanted to show you was this bad boy, man. Like, just check out this number on the bottom left here. U.S. debt held by foreign countries, $8,461,629,350,000. I mean, it's just going up. Unfunded liabilities, 217,214,603,000,000, and it just goes up. It just went up another million, just right there, another 100 million. Unfunded liabilities. We have all of this nasty unfunded liability. 217 trillion, guys. Like, this is insanity, man. Insanity. So, home sales going down. Home sales going down. Auto sales going down. It is bad, man. It is bad. Like, this market correction could just be disgusting. Precious metals are going up. Central banks are buying more precious metals because they're not trusting the dollar as much. There's a lot of things going on, guys, a lot of noise. But what you need to know is, don't pay attention to the stock market. Don't get trapped in it thinking that it's going to stay up all the time. We're hitting that ceiling up here. I'm trying to tell you guys, we're hitting that ceiling, and it is not healthy for our economy. It really is not healthy, because I just don't trust. I don't trust what's happening right now. I really don't trust this ceiling that is about to hit right here. The volatility is low. That means the volatility is going to creep back up. The fear and greed index is going to creep back up. And clients are just going to get hurt that don't have tactical management, that don't have a secured bucket, that don't have precious metals. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to buy all precious metals. You are silly if you do that. You only want a portion of your portfolio in precious metals. Precious metals is not an investment. It is an emergency tool. Okay. If you want precious metals, though, go to CortezWealthGold.com. The link is below. Cortez Wealth Gold for your precious metals needs. My friends over there at Genesis, they will take care of you. They will ship Terry ounce silver coins. They can ship them to you. They also have gold coins that they can ship to you. I don't like precious metals and IRAs and 401ks, obviously, because the government still owns them. So if you want them, I recommend that you hold them physically and go to CortezWealthGold.com, and you can put your information in. Once you put your information in, there's a call button. You just click it on your iPhone or Android, and it goes right to them. Let them know that I sent you. If you go to CortezWealthGold, you get a preferred rate, and definitely enjoy a great experience with them. They're a Christian-based organization, so I support that as well. Well, guys, I wanted to share that with you, is that the technical analysis, hopefully I didn't bore you to death, but I just think it's fascinating that there's all this noise and the market keeps going up when I know there's a ceiling, there's a cap to everything. So my verse today is Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord who heals you. When the Lord delivered his people out of the bondage of Egypt, it is estimated that their population was 2 million or more. It says in scripture that none of them was sick, feeble. And think about that. Like, Psalms 105 talks about that. 2 million plus people in the size of a major metropolitan area. Astonishingly, every single one of them was healthy and strong. They didn't have all this junk that we got back now. So this is what the Lord has for you as well. He has set you free from bondage. His blood has brought you out of captivity, sin, Romans 6:6, just like those Israelites, that is, to be no sickness in the midst either. He shows us the truth all throughout the Bible. Isaiah 53:5 promises us that Jesus not only paid for all of our sins and inequities, but that he has us healed us from all of our diseases. Now, I wanted to say a quick prayer for my friend Jeff and Miss Lisa Morgan. Out of personal privacy, I don't want to mention the disease that's going on or what the medical diagnosis is, but it doesn't matter. If you don't mind, let's just say a quick prayer for one of my friends here. Dear Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given us breath in our lungs to even discuss this. But I just pray right now that Jeff and Lisa, Lord, that you can put them in your hands, Lord. Lord, that you can restore Lisa's health, that you can give peace to Jeff. Lord, that she can come back and the regular state that she is. And I don't know how that would look like. I don't understand. But all I do know is that they need a miracle. And there's only one source that could do that. And that is your Holy Spirit, God. And I pray, Lord, that for anyone that is going through a sickness that the doctor says it's incurable, that's what the doctor says. That's not what you say, Lord. I believe that you can heal Miss Lisa. And I believe that you can heal any disease that anyone that has right now that is listening to this podcast. And God, I worship you, and I believe in your blood that you are the master healer and the master counselor, Lord. And Father, for anyone that is living in sin, such as myself or anyone else, I pray, Lord, that their name is written in a book of life after they have acknowledged that you are the Father and that you have forgiven us. And that we can't live life without you, Lord. So if that's you, I just pray, Lord, that you you touch them, let their Holy Spirit touch them, God. And I thank you for this time. I thank you for this podcast. I thank you for the leverage of the millions of people that possibly could hear this. And I just thank you, God, that you just bless them, Lord. It's not about Palestine and Israel or Trump or Biden. Lord, it's about you, Lord. It's about the cross. And I pray, Lord, that you can make us better, better servants of you. And humble ourselves to be more like you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit and everything you've given us. God bless you. Amen. And we'll talk soon. Have a great one. Bye-bye.